Thursday night. We're going back to the Limud of Kitzer. And we're in Simen Nun. And we'll go over. We'll go to Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet and Simen Nun. Not will be other prila ochlo. You're holding an apple in your hand. Ubira cholov, you made the bar prio eitz. V'nothal miyado. V'nevad onimas. It's, you can't eat it anymore. It got too dirty. You can't eat it, or it got lost. Achin eroi lachila. V'chenem berech al. None of it. If he could eat a part of it, he should eat a part of it. But none of it is now roi lachila. It fell into the mud. He's not holding by. Chenem berech al kos mashke v'nishbach hakos, it spilled out. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has two requirements in order to not make another bracha on what you then, you go into the kitchen, you get another apple, right? Or someone brings you another cup of water. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah is chaylik with this, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds that there are two requirements before you could avoid making another bracha. Before you would, in order to not make another bracha, there's two requirements. Im yes, the front of old me means that if he has in front of him, it was there in front of him at the time he made the first bracha. He has me means that. The gam, and he specifically had in mind to eat it. The gam daita hoysalechal olishtos yoisumi mashalokach biyodo. Imkein hoysaha bracha, very specifically and directly, gamal hanishor. And therefore, veinitzorchal varech shenis. Abo bestam. But if he didn't specifically have in mind, locholo ha bracha rakal mashahoysu biyodo. The tzorech levorech shenis, and he says baruch shem called malchus yisrael v'ed on the bracha that he made, the bracha lebatola. It turns out it was a bracha with no culmination. Now the Mishnah Berurah argues on two points. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you need either one of the two conditions would allow you to not make a bracha. If also min, you have other apples on the table in front of you, you don't have to make another bracha. Even if you didn't specifically have in mind that you're going to be eating more apples. Bestam, it's called. Bestam. We're not talking about nimlach. Nimlach means you know that you changed your mind. You were only going to eat this apple, and now you changed your mind. You're going to eat another apple, a different apple, because you were only going to eat this one. That's nimlach. So you always have three shlovim. You have daito lechol yoser, and you have nimlach. Those are the two extremes. Nimlach means he changed his mind. And then you have the gray area in the middle, which is always called bestama. He didn't have anything special in mind, not one way, not the other. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Again, we're talking in the din might change if you ate what you're holding in your hand and now you want to eat more. That's a different set of halachas and a different set of rules. We're talking about that you made a bracha and you did not eat what you were holding in your hand. It fell, it got lost, it got spoiled, you're not eating it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds you need two requirements to not make another bracha. It's in front of you and you had in mind specifically to eat the second apple, we'll call it. The second apple is in front of you and you had in mind specifically to eat it.
So that would mean if you didn't drop an apple, you had took one apple, you ate a bit of bracha, then you decided, you know, I'm going to go and get another one.
Different rules. That's why I spoke out. We're talking about Dafka, if you didn't eat the first apple, and so for the bracha to be chal in the first place, on the other apple, it has to, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, A, it has to be in here, and B, you had to have in mind specifically to eat it. I imagine that once those conditions are filled, then you don't need an apple. It could be a pear or an orange too. If it's in front of you, and you specifically had in mind to eat it, I don't see why That wouldn't be true. The Mishnah Berurah argues with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I know. I don't know. It seems to me that if you have these two conditions, that's not enough. We'll see. But if it's in front of you and you had in mind specifically, I don't see why it would have to be the same min. Now, the Mishnah Berurah holds one of the two. Again, we're always going in this case that you didn't eat the first pre that you're holding in your hand. Mishnah Berurah holds either it's if it's in front of you, and then even bestama, and then maybe it has to be the same min takam. And Mishnah Berurah's lashon is also hamin. Okay, I can't bring a raya from the lashon because he says the same thing. But kabbalim there, I don't have that compelling svara that you don't need also hamin. So the Mishnah Berurah says if it's in front of you, if it's on the table, then even bestama, you do not have to make a new bracha. And if you had in mind to eat more, even if it's not in front of you, then you do not have to make a new bracha. So according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you have two requirements, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, either one is enough to not make another bracha.
Can also a min mean the same type of food as opposed to the same specific? Like I made a shahakal on the water. Now there's a piece of meat. So clearly that's not the same also a min. But maybe fruit, an apple, an orange. It's all
maybe. But I the truth is I don't see it either. If you specifically had in mind to eat the meat when you made the shahakal on the soda, I don't see if you specifically had it in mind. I don't see why it shouldn't be good. Okay, so Nachamo, so let's go over to Mishnah Berurah's psak. You made a bracha on what you're holding in your hand, then you ended up not eating it. So if you have Oso Hamin in front of you, then even if you did not have anything specific in mind, just Bestama, you made a bracha, you could pick up that other Oso Hamin. Now, whether Oso Hamin, if I remember correctly, Oso Hamin Dafka means another apple, it doesn't mean an orange. You don't have to make another bracha, again, because your mind was bestama. If you had in mind specifically to eat something else, then even if it's not in front of you, you don't have to make another bracha. This is all even if you did not eat. Like the bracha you made on the thing in your hand, primarily we'll call it, was never chal on the thing you were holding in your hand, because it got lost or it got spoiled. Okay. Weiter. So that's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, where he says, right? V'chein afilu m'hoya daita lecha lo lishtus yoser, elish v'hoya lefona b'shal sabrocha, v'hu v'lo lato, tzorech l'vorech sheinis. And he says, afilu b'inyan, even in a way where if you would have eaten the first thing, Shahaya Ochelo Shol says Sarvishon, Lo Yitzarach Lavarach Al Zeshu Valo. Right? That's another set of halachas that we'll learn in Siman Nun Zion. And that's what he's speaking out here. That even in a scenario where you would not have to make another bracha, if this bracha was chal already, it was chal because you ate what you were holding in your hand. And now it's a question of making another bracha. So even in a scenario where you don't have to make another bracha, which we'll learn about, that's also going to be a machlekes Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, exactly what kicks that in. But what he's saying there is, even if there you don't have to make another bracha, here you do. Because it was never chal on what you are holding in your hand. So that makes it worse, and it's more likely that you have to make another bracha. Again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, this din would kick in if the din that you have to make another bracha would have to be if it was not in the room in front of you and you made the bracha bestama, not specifically having in mind to eat anything else, that's when you would have to make a new bracha if this got spoiled. Even according to Mishnah Berurah, also there's a difference if you ended up eating it. There's also a different set of rules. Learn about that in Siman Nun Zayin. Here we're talking about, again, only if you made a bracha and then it slipped away and it ended up being inedible. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, either you could now eat what's in front of you and not make a new bracha if it's the same min, or if you had in mind specifically to eat something, then even if it's not in front of you, you can go take that and eat it now. You don't have to make a new bracha. Sif hey. We're talking about in silence now. I'm not talking about you being mafsik. Just in silence, you should not wait more than terchid dibur between the making of the bracha and the eating. And even once you're chewing, also lahafsik at sheyivla, you have to swallow it. The ha'al aleisa ain't a tzorich bracha kedil kamon siv zayin, right? You only make a bracha on what you swallow. You don't make a bracha on what tastes good to your taste buds in your mouth. V'yimhifsik b'dibur b'na bracha la'achila, if he did interrupt. Shalom inyan ha'achila, tzorich lachzul l'vorech. Aval imshol b'shtika, ain't a tzorich lachzul l'vorech if he wasn't mesiach das.
So gum, you wouldn't make a bracha, according to this? Chewing gum?
What I've seen in the Achrayim that discuss it is that if there's sugar on it, so you make a bracha because you're swallowing the sugar.
The whole point is that's what tastes good. If you're, it's the same thing here, saying you don't make a bracha.
But you swallow something that tastes good.
Automatically, I'm saying that. I think that's not... Okay, I don't know if you can...
It's sugar, it has food value. But they say to artificially sweeten gum, which only tastes good and has no food value, there's nothing, and even though if you're swallowing anything, I don't know if there's anything of mamoshos. It all just creates flavor in the gum. Then it's very likely you don't make a bracha. But when it has the sugar on it, then I think the maskan is you do make a bracha. Ari Yankin has a post about this. I think on Hirhurim, as a post about chewing gum, making a bracha on chewing gum recently, like in the last 2 months. So shia b'shtika b'di'evit is okay. Ushia shul sorach achila lo chashav hetzik klal. That's, I guess, the shia that we, yeah. You know, this happens by the meals, by Shabbos meals especially. One person makes a bracha, and they're being yotzei, and then they're always shoyeh b'shia, because they're waiting their turn to get the challah. So that's okay. It's called shia l'tzarech achila, right? They're giving out the food to other people. If you want to avoid such a long shia, you have to give everybody their own lecha mishnas. Because that's an imperative. Should the mitzvah of Orech al HaSholem. You're cutting it up. This already has to do with Hilchas Sholem. Forget the Sholem and check out that it has no bugs. Don't wait till afterwards. What? I'm not sure what you mean.
If you wanted to cut it and give it out, you didn't do an Avera.
Well, if you want to cut it and give it out, I would say the reason, let's not use the word Avera, the reason you didn't even do anything wrong is because you don't want to eat the whole thing. Are you talking about a balabayas giving out the challah?
I'd say even on this, a pre, say it's a watermelon. Cut it into pieces before you make your bracha. Instead of making a bracha on the whole watermelon, you cut it up, and then just because you only want a piece.
You're probably right in halacha because the watermelon is not the edible portion. Why don't we make a bracha on the whole watermelon and cut it up? I don't know. Because it's not edible. Nobody eats a watermelon. And if nobody eats a challah, if nobody eats a whole challah, doesn't make a bracha on a shalim. I guess something that is bechlal not the derech to eat. like a whole watermelon.
And you don't see what
there's no mile of a shelling, I guess.
In a watermelon, you don't see what you need. You don't need the shell. But a fowl, you need the outside.
That's why. Okay. Okay. Good.